Welcome, Heart Friends, to our April 2022 Heart Share class. This is Barbara Gabbert, and we're so glad you can be with us tonight. We have a beautiful message from beloved Jesus. It was from originally given on Easter Sunday 2019, and it just has some very lovely, deep teachings that we thought would be particularly appreciated and resonated with at this time of year. And thank you to beloved Donna Dregan for being our greeter. Dwayne Dubrowski is going to be our host tonight for the main program. So I'll turn it over to you now, Dwayne. Take it away.
Thank you, Barbara. Well, welcome, beloved Heart Friends, and welcome. We are honored to hear from our Ascended Master Jesus, who encourages us to seek friendship with God. At the end of class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit. Ask any questions, share any insights and experiences you have had. Give us prayer requests for you, your family, and friends, or join us in prayer. Our mission and vision. I will read the mission and vision statement, see if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love as one. I invite everyone to read the following prayer with me from invitations you received. Together, in the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved Master Jesus, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class these souls who are so eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. We will now sing together song 115, In the Garden. You should have received this song by snail mail or email. As we sing, visualize golden light radiating out from the sun to each of us in our homes, surrounding us in dazzling golden light. Feel the love of our Father, Mother, God lifting us up and invigorating us. I pass it to beloved Barbara and Philip, who will play the heart stream.
We will now play the song.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear. Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Now we will have the heart stream from beloved Jesus.
Beloved ones, I speak to you this Easter, both as a master and yet as a friend. For in friendship with God, there is the key to your victory in the light. And through love of God, you access great insight into the deeper aspects of beingness, the more glorious manifestations of light, the more intimate understandings that come when you, through this friendship, are one in spirit with your Lord.
We will now have a question. What does friendship with God mean, and how is it a key to your victory? And Lenore will answer this. Go ahead, Lenore. Press star 6.
Oh, hello. Well, this is very interesting. Barbara, I thought you had your name down to answer this, so this will be totally off the cuff.
I thought we agreed. I sent you the new version today or yesterday.
Oh, today. Oh, no, I didn't.
No,
see.
It was
okay,
yesterday.
No problem. I mean, you know, if you're a friend of God, you're a friend of God. What does it mean? Well, it's probably going to mean something different, you know, for everyone anyway, because it's a personal thing. I mean, just hearing right now Jesus calling us, you know, his friend just gave me chills just thinking about it, you know, being a friend of Jesus, a friend of God. And how can that be a part of your victory? Well, it sets the sail for your whole life, your attitude, your emotional bent, your very being. You know, if you consider yourself a friend of God, that's going to catapult you in a direction that is going to lead to your victory, because what do you do for a friend with a friend? You apply that in the human sense and you apply that to God. Well, you want to be with your friend. You want to love your friend. You want to help your friend. You want to, then with God, who have the light, the stupendous light of the entire cosmos, you know, and seeing yourself as someone that God can trust to send the light through. So we here in the earth are like stars in the earth, as the stars are in the heavens. And God, as our friend, can use us here in the earth to radiate his light, to help wherever it's required. That's what I'm feeling right now. Okay, thank you.
That's great. You did wonderfully. That sounds perfect. Thank you. We'll go on with the heart stream now.
Mary Magdalene developed this intimate divine friendship with me. And so it was she to whom I first appeared after my resurrection in the garden. And we together chose that sacred space beyond the tomb, where the resurrection light was anchored in nature, consciously, both as a reality in fact and a metaphor for all to understand the deep connection of our souls and spirits with God through and within the natural world, the garden of life itself. You know that I spent time in nature, in the Garden of Gethsemane, upon the Mount of Olives, in the desert, and often amidst many trees, and among the flowers and flowering plants, so that I could receive, through direct inspiration from the mother aspect of God, that inspiration I required every moment to bring forth the victory through my mission to be an exemplar of light and of Christic glory, to be the good shepherd and service to all, and to heal those who required the comfort flame manifest through my touch, through my heart's love, and through the fire of God that abided then and even now within me, to bring peace to mankind, surcease from struggle and strain, stress, and strife within.
Now we have another question. Why is it important to spend time in nature? And Geraldine is going to answer this one. Go ahead, Geraldine.
Okay, sorry. technical difficulties. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Why is it important to spend time in nature? The short answer is to heal and feel the oneness of all life. Jesus is our brother and teacher, taught us through his example the importance of spending time in nature. The Bible tells us of his time spent in the desert, on the Mount of Olives, and in the Garden of Gethsemane, away from the crowds and communing with the mother essence of earth, the flowers, trees, plants, and the beloved elementals. The great American poet Ralph Waldo Emerson said that the earth laughs in flowers. Lucy Lucas Balfour called flowers the stars of the earth. Rosemary Gladstar, the renowned herbalist, said, "Talking to plants is one way of talking directly to spirit." In nature, we find oneness and co-measurement. We find our place in the universe. Master Kuthumi, as St. Francis, spoke about this in his Canticle to the Sun. St. Francis experienced oneness as he addressed the natural world, as brother sun, sister moon and the stars, brothers wind and air, sister water, brother fire, and mother earth. This is a oneness we too can feel as we spend time in nature, whether in parks, rooftop gardens, walking in the forest, climbing mountains, at the seashore, stargazing, or meditating on the sun and hearing the birds. When we spend time with the elementals and Mother Earth, we are touching the garment of God. Nature connects us, refreshes us, resurrects us, and inspires us to be more of the light that we are becoming on our path of self-realization.
Thank you.
The end.
The end. Thank you, Geraldine. That was lovely. Okay, we'll go on with the heart stream now.
Dearest ones, you have the keys to your self-mastery. And Aquarius, and moving forward in this new era of God love. Yet you must first develop through the Christic initiations within the garden of life itself, that mastery through which your emanations become pristine. Your auric field is clear and defined within your I Am God presence as a mystical and magical and miraculous manifestation of God's glory as I witnessed it within your own inner being. When you understand the Christ nature within, you will develop through self-mastery the cities, the virtues, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. These will come so naturally that when they alight within your world, within your life, it will almost be as if they just arose without effort, as a gift and grace from God. And then you will have the wherewithal to complete your mission in this life through greater service, greater harmony, greater givingness day by day, hour by hour to all life.
Now we will have another question. Where is it? What are the keys to self-mastery in the Aquarian age? And Dwin is going to answer this one.
Thank you, Barbara. Well, when you're meditating in silence, the Holy Spirit will come and in a beautiful way anoint you day after day to give you peace, inner understanding, and inner joy that will also allow you to move through your day with effectiveness and efficiency because you're not wasting your emotional energy. And then when you meditate and your mind becomes clearer and clearer every day, your mind will conceive the mindful thoughts of God. Your mind will conceive of and perceive and receive the mindfulness and the beautiful divine thoughts of God. They will arise within your mind naturally, and you will follow them to their fulfillment within your life, bringing you to your self-mastery, your rejuvenation, and your deep understanding of everything and everyone. Imagine understanding every situation as it arises in your world without over-analytical thinking and musing. You just move through life understanding what is happening with joy and equanimity, because you see it all as the fulfilling of God's will. It doesn't mean you are a doormat. It just means that you do things that you know you shouldn't do. In reaction to others. It means you are willing to accept the now and eternal now and move through what is happening with equanimity, without rancor and reactivity. And you gain self-mastery by abiding in the presence and maintaining your state of balance and harmony within your divine presence. Now, following is seven steps to the path of self-mastery taken from a heart stream by beloved Lanello and Claire DeLee. To observe before you engage in any important activity, especially before you speak or act or make life-altering decisions. First, pause and be still. Second, ask for assistance for an issue or for a sign as to proceed. Third, listen carefully and wait for a reply from within. Fourth, once you have heard or felt an intuitive response, consider it and muse on how you may put it into play in your life. Fifth, confirm and then affirm within your heart that this indeed is the option that you truly desire to take or the course that you are willing to follow. 6, obey the inner prompting and act with certainty and deliberation. And 7, once you have completed the necessary steps in your action, reflect on your experience and seek to learn from your decision. And I think, of course, violet flame and invoking the violet flame decrees and emerald green decrees to transmute, you know, things that are just not desirable in our consciousness will help clear those patterns as well and help resolve our psychology. So that's what I have. Thank you.
Wow, you could do a whole class just on that, Dwyn. Good job. Wonderful. Well, we'll move on with the heart stream now.
Yes, in the garden, you receive direct transfusions of light from the sun source of your being. Helios and Vesta, the god and goddess Meru, and your own I Am solar presence. And these daily infusions, as investments of light, are there to ennoble you and to encourage you to be that one through whom your own I Am presence fully glorifies God even within your sacred body temple, your temple of light, earth, air, fire, and water. There is so much more symbology within sacred scripture that many Christians have not fully understood or utilized on their path. Yet you as initiates have delved into the greater divine dialectics of this wisdom teaching. And you know these eternal truths, and you have tested them within self to then arise from your lesser self to know the true I Am within. Yet, dearest ones, all may make greater progress. And my prayer this day is that each of you, bathing in the light of the resurrection fire, may be enfolded again and again in its radiance to incorporate these God essences deep within and to utilize them beyond Easter Sunday, day by day, within the gardens of life all around you, to be truly who you are as a God self-realized one, to know the truths that you have studied, yet are still in the process of mastering fully through the articulations of light within your being. Many of you know your histories, you know your geographies, you know various sciences and the mathematics of the day. Yet when you ascribe to God's divine theology, there may be a new enumeration of light within through the solar sciences of Aquarius now dawning upon this earth. And we, the world teachers, Jesus, myself, the Master Omram and Kathumi, will give to you in future sessions of Meru University, as well as in our heart streams, keys to these dynamics, dearest ones, whereby through this self-mastery, you may also encourage others to come forward and to move forward on their path of light.
Now, Sharon Wallace is going to tell us something about solar sciences and how we can use them.
Okay. So I chose three solar sciences. I'm sure there are a lot more. We use these solar sciences so that we can attune to our Christ consciousness, to our solar presence. The first one is sun-charged water. So we can use the sun-charged water with tea. We can put herbs in some pure water and sit it in the sun for a number of hours and drink that. Or we could use the colored glass bottles. I remember that one of my mentors taught me a long time ago that you get different colored bottles and glass bottles, and you put the water in depending on what organ you wanted to cleanse, and you would keep these glass bottles in the sun all day for about 12 hours of sunlight, and you would drink that and had lots of healing energy. It must have worked because she was over 100 when she made her ascension. So you use those different colors, and the different colors have different properties. We also, the one that most people know about is sun gazing or Surya Yoga, spoken of by Master Omram, HRM, and actually Holy Hilarion. A lot of the masters have spoken on sun gazing. So we gaze at the sun from sunrise to 1 hour after sunrise or 1 hour prior to sunset for the optimal times. We drink a glass of pure water before and after gazing, as this process is very cleansing. You should also be barefoot on dry ground. You can find all this information on the Heart Center page under spiritual practices. And also you find these protocols for gazing, including information for healing children. Sun gazing will purify your body of disease and addictions. It also can restore your eyesight and eliminate depression, but you have to do it. Be in nature often, as Geraldine spoke of, and as Jesus spoke of, be in nature often, even if that's just in your backyard, your front yard, or in the park. Just be in nature, play in the grass, walk in the dirt, be in the light of the sun in the morning meditation. We then receive new ideas, new inspirations, and we become co-creators with God. Also, we get that vitamin D3 and all the other Ds that we need for our healing. Another solar practitioner was Densha P. Gadali. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. And he came from a family of Zoroastrians, the religion of light or sun. He was a pioneer and a creator of Densha spectrochrome based on light from God through the sun for man. That was his idea, light, sun, man. Color therapy healing using rays from the sun. He used different like gel slides or whatever with different colors to have the properties for whatever you were healing, again, from different organs, just like the colored, drinking the colored water. His favorite quote was from the Bible, "Let there be light." How wonderful. So we attune our consciousness with the sun, and we become the sun with our own I Am presence, just as Jesus did. Thank you.
Great stuff. You could teach a class on this too. Thank you so much. Now we'll go on with our heart stream.
Through progressive revelation, the ascended hosts are invested in the enlightenment of mankind. And through the teachings ongoing that are coming through many amanuenses upon this earth, we are delivering greater God energy for the resurrection of the earth itself, and ultimately the victory in the ascension of every man, woman, and child who so desires to yoke themselves unto God in the sacred process of self-realization and of the victory of life through the ascension. There have been many turning points throughout history, and the comings and goings of the saints and sages of East and West who have inculcated within civilization the great teachings of God Yes, the prophets have spoken, and yet how many have fully allowed to be emblazoned within their souls, their minds, their hearts, their very wills, these essences, to the point where they rose out of mediocrity and truly became the full flowering presence of their God identity. You must be an example of one who has sacrificed to the extent, dearest ones, where you could be one through whom the teaching manifest and the example was clear. And so if you find that throughout various times in your life, you are not vibrating at the level that you desire, you are not feeling your Christic presence manifesting through your heart moment by moment, call to me and to Magda and the world teachers, and we will come and we will reinvest light, greater light, God light within, so that you will be moved to truly fulfill your destiny and to be the resurrection and the light of Easter and of every new dawn.
We have another question now. Why should we call to Jesus and Magda when we are out of alignment? And Maria Ramirez is scheduled to answer this question. Are you on tonight, Maria?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead, Maria.
Okay. I was listening very careful to that, and I just want to say that Jesus and Magda is their master mechanic. You know, the when I thought of on alignment or something like that, I thought about the car. You know, my car, when something is wrong with it, it's not aligned, or the wheels or something, and I take it to a mechanic to get fixed. Well, when we are out of alignment with our spiritual self, because it says that we're out of alignment when we are not vibrating with the teachings and all the good stuff that the masters give us, and all the good advices and stuff like that. When we choose to do other things and forget, you know, our true essence, our true self. You know, we become out of alignment when we're doing something that is not right. Just like the cars, when they lose their touch and alignment, where we have to go and find a master mechanic. Well, Jesus and Magda know exactly what to do for us. They know the light that we need. They know the help that we need. And all we have to do is call and go to them and ask them for enlightenment. What we should do, what is right, so they would go become perfect in the light like they want us to be, just like they are. They want us to be work in perfect condition. And that's, I didn't have too much time to dwell upon it, you know, outside of, you know, what I've been going through lately in my life, you know, with my daughter who died of cancer recently. And I know that I had to make a lot of sacrifices to be with her, you know, and forget, but you don't forget where you are on a daily basis. But the things that you're used to doing, your service to God, your service, you know, my service became taking care of her. But I longed so much to pray with my friends in the mornings like I did. And I fell out of alignment. I felt like I was not right for the longest time. I'm just beginning to get back into action, and so I feel that I'm in good hands with Jesus and Magda, because they're helping me to go back into the path that I and that I was leading before. And it's hard to explain, but I think some of you would understand where I'm coming from. And thank you so much. And I love the fact that I given this opportunity to at least answer a little bit of that question, because it's so clear, we cannot do without them. Not at all. And thank you.
Well, thank you, beloved Maria. We are grateful for your contribution tonight. And now we're going to continue with the heart stream.
Thank you.
Oh, the dawn of mankind's enlightenment is so near. It is clear to us, yet mankind must rise out of the doldrums of human existence to access what we offer, what we proffer to souls who are in the process of blooming and manifesting their full God glory in the light. Go to the gardens and feel the Holy Spirit's presence in the midst of what God has created within nature. Meditate with us. Feel our presence. Know intuitively what God is speaking unto you from within. The kingdom of God within you, which is within your heart always. And know in truth that when you commune lovingly, graciously with that Spirit most holy, I am there with you. I am there fulfilling my mission again by inspiring you to be the Christ in action and full God manifestation in your life. This is my Easter message to devotees of East and West, of all religions and all persuasions, where there is no difference between the God within every individual. It is the same essence of God co-creativity. It is the same vibration of God purity. It is the universal aspect of life that the Lord embedded within each one, within the threefold flame. Do not look to differences. Unify all within, and then you shall see divisions without dissolving and being consumed within all nations and cultures and peoples and situations. When you focus on unity, in that moment you are wed to Spirit. And Spirit through you can transform, can transmute anything by your conscious choice to live in the eternal oneness of God life. Realize and remember this truth. Unity heals. Unity seals you in perfection's glory. And through union with your source, all answers arise. All solutions appear. And all formulas may be understood in their totality through the wisdom, light, and truth of the new day that has dawned through that miracle manifest within you.
And now we'll have another question. Why is it important to focus on unity? And our own beloved Donna Korth is going to answer this one. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay. Well, I'm here because of your prayers. I have a continual battle at trying to keep my electrolytes and sodium in the proper amount in my body. It doesn't seem to do that too well, but tonight it's better. with your prayers and some help. So what I want to share with you is that I did a search using Unity, and they're all fantastic heart streams. And on April 7th, 2020, Hercules said, "We come to revitalize and unite the earth." In fact, he said, "Mankind in mass have lost the sense of holiness, of oneness, of unity and harmony." Hercules went on to say, "And so Micah and Unity support me in this endeavor this day to blaze forth cosmic reality of oneness throughout the nations and their people, throughout all cultures, so that mankind may return to being one family, unified within their presence, purposed for life lived to the glory of God." But went on to say, "All united as one people." So this is something that's very important. And I would think that in the Bible, where Jesus offers oneness to his disciples, that they would have been absolutely overwhelmed and excited. So then the second one that I wanted to share with you were actually a few notes from Unity. Unity herself, or himself, I'm not sure on that one. Unity is a light of oneness, a field of beingness, a presence of allness, a mindful state of non-duality. Unity is a magnanimous feeling of love's universality, a radiance of holiness and grace, a desire fulfilled within perfect union. And then, on, let's see, I think it's, yeah, here it is. David Lewis himself shared the importance of living in a unity field of beingness. And let's see what he said. I think I have that back. Yeah, here it is. "When we enter the unity field of God's beingness within our own divine presence, there is no division, no strife, even politically." See separate printout on this. And I'm going to see, find that here. Here it is. On January 23rd, 2015, Micah charged the fire of unity into the whole planet. He said, "I, Micah, come this day to invest the blue fire radiance of unity into all of Earth, and you especially." So we especially need to be unified in everything we do, in our minds and our hearts. And yet we also have we also have little individual differences. We're united, and yet we also have our uniqueness. Now, isn't that amazing? And that's what we know is going to happen when we go into heaven. We will be united, but have our little differences. So what do we do when that happens, when we have our little differences? The little differences that cause anger or separateness or Now, I personally get lots of interesting emails, mostly from heart friends. I only forward those that I get from other heart friends. But yes, some people could actually be offended, and that's not unity. We need to be aware of what's out there, what's going on, so we can pray together for their victory and unity for all sentient beings. So, and then, let's see, on June 2013, Himalaya said, "The sound of silence is the key to your freedom, and it's in inner oneness with your source." And even Saint Germain said, I'm ready to offer a course on meditation and how it will bring you into unity. On the same month and year, but earlier, Nada said, "We are all for one and one for all, living and loving to serve the God within all of us." And let's see. Uziel, in February of 2013, said, "All comes into unity, and then we go into the next crystal." No, is it coral crystal age or crystal? Anyway, the next age that we're all heading towards now. On January 30th, 2011, David said, "We are now shifting into a new field of beingness, a paradigm of unity. We must accept these higher realms of beingness as they present reality of our world now." Let's see. I hope I didn't say this one already. On January 23rd, 2015, Micah charged the fire of unity again into all people on this planet, all sentient beings. And on September 20th, 2014, Micah again brings the light of unity for the fulfillment of the divine blueprint of our whole planet. And on November 11th, 2006, he said, "We are determined to dwell in the flame of unity, and you can do it under your own God presence." I'd like to just make sure I've done everything here. I'd like to share a little bit more from Unity himself. Unity, he says, is a rebirth in a new creation of a higher and more expressive domain, where a more glorious renaissance of life and a more impassioned glory of grace now manifest. Unity brings all to a feast at one table with a common language of love and cherishing, all as brothers and sisters of the one Father, Mother, God. Unity is a pasture or a mountainside of pure white snow that arrives over many moments of time yet which blankets the earth as one and dissolves into water or mist or season, only to reappear and embrace the ground or the sky again and again in the timelessness of unity and of eternity. It's just like Geraldine was sharing the importance of nature. Nature itself envelops and shows us, exemplifies unity. Unity is a sacred forest that houses and serves every creature through its seeming chaos of firs and ferns, mosses and mushrooms, yet which brings the invigorating essences of prana to all in a variegated communion. Unity is birth, life, death, and rebirth as a common, as a sacred continuum where nothing of worth is lost, and where even the wrath of storm and the ire of fire eventuates in a more diverse forest family. Unity is a cloudful sky and a surging ocean composed of seemingly infinite molecules of water, yet which ebb and flow and grace the firmament of love above and below, as sprites and fairies and undines and selves dance and sing together and fulfill their roles in this kaleidoscope drama of their plays and acts and scenes in unity. It is the pervasiveness of God within the creation, the expansiveness of the source within the verse, within the universe, and the allness of the divine bountiful expressions within the cosmic egg. Wow. When you focus on unity, in that moment, you are wed to God. All relations appear through unity. That's what Jesus said. And lastly here, just want to end with this one little thing that Unity said, is because it is so nice. Unity is you in God and God in you. You in love and love in you. You are unified in the divine one. Divine, capital, divine and capital one. You are glorified through its many virtues and magnified through its rarefied rays and magnanimous moments when you choose to love and you opt to live in union, unity with your true nature. Unity is born of superconsciousness, a heightened awareness tethered to reality and broadened by experiencing light everywhere with everyone. Thank you, blessed ones, for being unity with me. And that's the way Unity concluded it. So I think that's probably enough tonight. I want to thank you all for putting up with me. This was a challenge for me. I know that I'm here because of your prayers.
God bless you, Donna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. So thank you. We God will. Bless you. There's a little bit left of the heart stream, a couple more paragraphs, and then we'll be done with the heart stream. So we'll continue now.
When you sing to the sun, as you just have, the sun responds, and all beings who live within the sun shine their light unto mankind to bring forth this enlightening spirit this mission and vision of God glory. Through initiates of the sacred fire, masters in the making, adepts in the becoming, you who are ensconced in the eternal love fires of the Holy of Holies, God within. I am your Jesus. I pray that my words may ring true within you, and that through the eternal Logos, the living Word, you too shall be that light of the Christ at Easter and every day of your life, precious ones. Thank you for being a son, a daughter of God, and knowing in reality that you were created in that perfect image and likeness, and that you are now returning unto that perfected vision through conscious awareness, through solar presence every hour. God bless you, and happy Easter to all.